Bannerbox Radio, when you care enough to send the very best. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Banterbox Radio. Whoa. Hey, episode 14. We are here again. June the 2nd, something like that. Yeah, June 2nd, sure. I'm your co-host, Thomas Towson, and joining me, of course, I don't know if you know him, probably, the co-host that always joins us, Dan Knight. Hey, Dan Knight.
Dan Knight couldn't make it today, so Dan Knight, myself, I'm going to be filling in for him.
Ah, that's a real shame, but I hope you can fill his shoes.
These are hard shoes to fill. I'm a size 12. He's 11 and a half, so it's going to be a little bit of a difference.
Good jokes.
All good.
Moving on. Today is, of course, episode 14. What does that mean? That is almost 4 months, right?
Yeah.
Almost 4 months of doing this. I mean, you know,
We're halfway to four months. Well, I mean halfway... Whatever.
Who cares? We are back again this week with more weird stories, odd news, and generally stupid criminals, which is a pretty common theme that we end up hitting on.
Yeah. I mean, that's what people do. They're dumb.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They do dumb things.
Today, I don't know if you know this.
Yeah.
Today is actually National Leave the Office Early Day.
Oh.
Did you celebrate?
Yeah.
Great.
So I'm here. Should be working.
Just left early the whole day.
I put on some sort of bot on my office computer, and that's going to be taken over for me
for the rest of forever.
For the rest of... I mean, it's past work hours now, so
it's
already lost its gusto, I think.
Well, I didn't.
Oh.
So, there we go.
You work the whole duration of
your
day?
The whole day. I didn't even take 1 minute off.
What? Not even for lunch?
Nope. No, I mean early. I didn't leave like 1 minute early. I just did the whole thing. How disappointing. I didn't even celebrate the holiday.
Our nation's most treasured holiday.
Look, Nicolas Cage didn't fight for this national treasure just for us to disregard it.
He worked very hard to make sure that we could leave work early.
That's what that movie was about.
Leave the office early. So if you work in another industry, like in the industrial industry, or
then
something,
you are screwed.
Yeah, you don't
get out of here. You already get Labor Day off. All right, quit your whining.
You get mandatory overtime.
I do work in the manual labor industry, but
yes,
regardless, that is not why we're here. We're not here to discuss leaving work early or talking about what I do outside of this. I mean, kind of. It was that first thing, but regardless. We're here for the news stories. Do we do the news stories? Isn't that a little redundant? That's a little redundant. Yeah, okay.
Sure.
Great. Well, instead of yammering on for another few minutes, why don't you just go ahead and start this week? What do you got?
All right. Well, I've got a story.
I can't wait, because that's surprising me already. You've got a story.
That was the buildup. Yeah. It's a story. The end.
Whew.
So... would you like to take a guess?
No, I wouldn't.
As to where this story takes place.
Oh, boy. Tell me it's Florida.
It is. It is Florida, yes.
Yes. All right. So you know it's going to be good.
Stakes became raised.
Wait, before we go on.
Yes.
I do want to apologize to anyone who's listening from Florida. I don't think you're terrible. I think you're all wonderful. In fact, the only people that I know in Florida are particularly nice people.
Okay.
I don't actually know anyone who's not awesome that lives in Florida. I do, however, hate your state.
Okay. That's fair.
But not you. I think you're wonderful.
I lived there for a handful of years, and I can say that it's...
well, the diff... yeah, okay.
Something in the water, maybe? I don't know. Not everybody's that bad.
I just wanted to pause, because I feel like we crap on Florida often. I don't want to have people get the wrong idea.
That we hate Florida or something.
No.
Okay.
That's the right idea.
Okay.
Well, we don't hate the people from Florida.
Okay.
In fact, we admire them because without them, we wouldn't have a show.
They make up at least a third of what we try to accomplish here.
Anyway, sorry. Go do your thing.
Stakes became raised during a game of bingo in the Lake Ashton Retirement Community Clubhouse in Lake Wales, Florida.
It was a dark and stormy night.
The elderly were playing bingo at their local retirement community clubhouse. And an 82-year-old man, 82, he's been...
It's a respectable age.
He's lived.
He's done and
he's
done
not. He's lived a good life. Yes. He's had a few regrets in his life. He's about to tack on a new one. This 82-year-old named Fred Smith, probably the most common used name I could possibly think of. Sounds fake. He became angry at 88-year-old Ethel Britt.
What did she do? Oh, God. On the edge of my seat.
She took his preferred seat.
No way.
During the bingo game.
Wow, what a turd.
Inexcusable.
Can That's you not okay.
That? So, as any one of us would do, he walked out of the parking lot with an ice pick.
Okay, yeah, seems pretty reasonable so far.
And he walked over to where her van was parked. And he...
And he set it down and gave the car a stern talking to.
He gave her an ice pick. He put it inside her van because he felt that
she,
he had to pass the mantle. You know,
and she knew that she had been having problems with unchopped ice.
Yes.
So, there you go.
That's why she was sitting in his seat for some reason.
What a respectful gentleman. What did he really do, though?
What he really did was he slashed her tires with the ice pick. So, in retaliation for making him sit somewhere that didn't have all his fanny dimples pre-programmed. So that, you know, that's an inconvenience.
She did yoink his bingo seat.
She purloined it.
Purloined it. That's a good one. That's a good word.
With her lady loins.
Okay. That was less good.
Yeah, that wasn't... surveillance video actually documented his temper tantrum on tape. So there's actual video evidence of this 82-year-old man stabbing tires.
Good.
I didn't think anyone would be low enough to do that to my car because I didn't know I had any enemies in my life. I thought everybody was my friend, but undoubtedly I have one enemy. Ethel Britt.
All right. Wait.
This is Ethel.
She sang this.
This is Ethel.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's actually where I was going then. That makes, what? Why did she say that? Because it's not like the guy was just like, well, you took my seat, so I'm just going to blow up somewhere else. He had to have said something to her and been like, hey, come on now, that's my seat. Don't act like you're all Miss Innocent. This didn't just be like, oh, you're sitting in my seat. I'm not going to say anything to you. I'm going to get really mad and slash your tires. He definitely said something, and she was definitely like, ah, bugger off, sonny, or whatever she said. And
are you sure? You don't know this.
I don't.
You weren't there in that elderly... bingo hall.
Maybe she's just the sweetest little peach, and he's a curmudgeon-y old raisin.
That's exactly what I believe in my heart.
My heart of hearts.
officers have stated that Smith admitted to the crime, which is pretty easy to do when it's on tape.
No, that wasn't me.
That was some other guy.
I mean, he's wearing the hat that you're wearing, but that wasn't me.
He's got my ice pick, but I don't know how he got that.
You're still holding the ice pick, sir. That wasn't me.
Yes, and he said he had expressed regret. He was booked into Polk County Jail for a single count of criminal mischief and bonded out in lieu of 5 hundo buckaroonies.
Didn't we already have a conversation at one point in the show where we talked about how ridiculous the phrase criminal mischief sounded?
Yeah.
That was the one about the guy we talked about throwing a sack over his shoulder with the dollar. Like, it just sounds like a really goofy, outdated, like a weird thing. Like, you can't take that seriously. Criminal mischief?
Yeah.
Up to no good doery?
I think you pretty much said that exactly.
Yeah, probably. I'm likely to repeat myself.
Yes.
So,
criminal mischief is a bizarre phrase that you can't really take seriously. But that's what happened. So yeah, so 82 year old ice picking an 88 year old lady's tires because she stole his seat. I think when you get that old, you know, you're just you get set in your ways. You know, you're like, I like having things my way, and I will not sit in another bingo seat.
I will not
I have been here for, I've been on this earth for 82 years, even though she's been out here slightly longer, 88, who cares? Whatever, this is my seat.
Bingo is serious stuff, okay?
Yeah, you don't mess around.
You don't.
You mess around and you get got.
Okay, great.
That's the rules of the game, sir.
Moving on this week, let's do another one.
All right.
So Spanish police say they have arrested three suspects and seized 441 pounds of cocaine that had been concealed within a shipment of pineapples that arrived at the southwestern port of Algeciras in containers sent from Central America.
Ooh.
Drug fruit. You gotta pay extra for that stuff.
Do you? Yeah?
Yep. Reports say the drugs were hidden inside carefully hollowed out pineapples that had been placed within 11 containers. That, I like that. I'm glad it wasn't just stored with the pineapples. Like, this crate's going overseas.
Right.
We'll just send it with it. No, they put the effort to hollow out pineapples and put the drugs inside.
It's pretty clever, but it kind of makes you think, well, if it was so clever, would they have gotten caught?
There's more.
Ooh.
The cocaine, so after it had been put in the pineapples,
yeah.
The cocaine had then been covered in a protective coating of yellow wax so to help disguise it.
For the drug yep. dogs?
Well, no, to cut, well, yellow wax.
It, oh,
to
right,
look
right.
like the pineapple, right?
Yeah.
Yellow looks, you know, keeping it good.
So fresh and so clean.
Exactly. Two of the suspects are, I kept the exact wordings on how they described them, because I felt like it was the way you describe someone of royal influence, not a regular person.
Uh-huh.
Two of the suspects are Spaniards of Colombian descent, who own Ooh. Fruit importing companies in Madrid and Barcelona.
Ooh.
Mm. They're fruit moguls, not moguls. Definitely not moguls.
That's a very different thing.
Fruit moguls from the Isle of Colombia.
Pretty sure that's big. It's bigger. It's part of a bigger island.
Hey,
perhaps
that sounds like fact checking to me.
I'm sorry. I am so sorry. It is. It's actually located in the towards the Isle of the United States.
That's correct. Oh. So another container with drugs was stopped at the Belgian port of Antwerp.
Ooh, I love that place.
This is another of their containers.
Of their shipment.
Yep.
Oh, separate one. Yes. Yep.
So okay. They found there was one in from Algeciras. That's correct. Algeciras. That's correct. And one in Antwerp. Although its final destination was listed as the Netherlands, which, as you all know,
they like to party.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, great.
I love to party.
Now.
Yes.
That is a spot on accent and probably not offensive to anyone.
I don't even know what nationality it is, to be honest with you.
Oh, our ignorance is truly breathtaking sometimes.
And blissful.
Yep.
So that's good.
That's right. Drug fruit.
That's drug fruit for you.
Now, you would have gotten a real bargain if you'd picked up one of those at the grocery store. Say the shipment got, you know, sent the wrong way and got swapped like some sort of weird 80s movie goof up. Like, whoa!
Oh, no!
The drug fruit went to the grocery store.
Mom wanted me to buy pineapples for her smoothies. But look at all this coke I found! Me and my friends, we gotta sell it for the summer to make money for to save the camp.
Coming this fall. Wait, why would a movie in the fall about a summer movie? Like,
a summer movie. And it's such an earnest thing. Like, we have to save this failing summer camp by selling drugs.
I'm pretty sure this is the prequel to Breaking Bad.
Yes.
And Walter White was one of the kids. And that's where he got the idea later to do meth.
He's a camp counselor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah. That's what happened, though.
Breaking Bad's a lot better when you think of it as a sequel to...
You're thinking this is a sequel. I'm thinking of a young Walter
White.
No,
this is different. This is different. I'm saying Breaking Bad's a lot more entertaining when you see it as a sequel to Malcolm in the... Was it Malcolm? Was that what
yeah,
it was?
Malcolm
yeah, Malcolm in the Middle.
Malcolm X in the Middle.
That's a very different movie. All right, whatever. Anyway.
That'd be pretty funny if it was like... Because he's like the middle child. So you have like two white kids on either side of Malcolm X as a kid. Just like, what? I hate the...
That was a great imitation.
I hate
Truly.
I don't know.
Truly one of the best. Best I've ever heard.
What am I doing?
Oh, God. Goodness gracious.
What am I doing in the middle?
That's one of the most famous lines from that series.
I hate being Malcolm X in the middle. Anyway, so...
Okay, what do you got next? Let's go for Article 3 this week. Tell
okay.
me.
Okay, we'll just set the stage here. Set the stage here, all right? Picture this.
Okay.
You're a police officer in a rural northeastern town.
Nope, you lost me.
No, you can't picture that part. rural northeastern town of Ludwigslust. All right?
Okay.
Germany.
Okay.
Maybe not much is going on at the moment.
All you're right? really, you're really boring. Eking
I'm,
this out.
I'm
you're
setting the stage.
Uh-huh. Word by word.
Suddenly.
Yep.
Suddenly the phone rings.
Oh. Hello?
A man calls your emergency number reporting that he saw a mob of 10 to 15 people armed with knives and sticks.
Ooh.
A call to action must be placed, obviously.
Clearly, Frankenstein's monster is on the loose.
I'm going to chase him back to the lab. So six of your police cars blast out of the station to the location in question.
Okay.
You're racing to that location. What you find is those very people in question. And what he failed to see is that they are a group of asparagus harvesters walking alongside the road with their tools on their lunch break.
Oh, okay.
And so that's what happened.
I feel like I'm there. You really set the stage
set the
for
stage.
Me.
They had knives and sticks. Huh. So the cops showed up. They're like, oh, these guys are farming asparagus, which is apparently white asparagus is something that they harvest over there in Germany, in Ludwigslust. And it was a little tiny one. It was a little police.
You know what? It was small, but it really had heart and soul.
It did.
You know? The story was short, but it filled me with purpose. I feel a lot. I feel like I can accomplish anything now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I feel like one of those
Lustians.
One of those German... Bourbons. Asparagus farmers right yep. now. I feel like I can sympathize with them.
Yeah.
Wow. Man, what if we didn't have you?
Whew. You know, you just wouldn't know that. It's not much of a story, I admit, but it's something that happened, and it's kind of funny. And so yeah. I just thought I'd throw that out there. I have an additional story here. Because
I don't really want to hear it, though.
Okay, good. Good, because I didn't want to tell it.
Good.
All right, you go now.
Your turn.
I can't give up.
Okay, this one I originally called one thing, but I'm going to change it to McStabs.
Ooh, okay. What was the original title?
It was just called Rib Stabs.
Ooh.
But I feel like it was better when it was Rib Stabs, because it doesn't make any sense now. I should have called it McRib Stabs. But McDonald's is related, so it was just a weak effort at best.
Oh,
in fact, I'm kind of disappointed that I'm even talking about this right now.
McDonald's doesn't even come into play?
No, not at all.
So, okay, so you're really not setting the right tone then.
No, not at all. I'm completely ruining everything. So Sabrina A. Davis, 45, that's important.
That is important.
Was arrested Sunday night after allegedly stabbing another woman who complained that Davis had taken the last rib.
She stabbed the lady who accused her of taking the rib?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she was like, hey, you took the last rib. No, I didn't stab.
That's one way to end an argument.
I win that one.
Check.
Witnesses told police that the victim was the daughter of the woman throwing the party. The victim allegedly confronted Davis about taking so much food from the house. How dare you take so much food from the house, Davis?
Davis?
It was just how the conversation went. Davis responded by...
sounded natural.
Here's the best part. Davis responded to that by plunging a serving fork into the woman's eye.
Oh! Oh, no!
Ow!
Oh, my God!
Heavens!
I thought it was like... rib, because the rib stab into an eye?
Yeah.
A fork?
Yeah, a serving fork. So the big, giant, two-pronged stabby forks.
Oh, no.
And that caused at least two small lacerations on the left eye. The victim's eyes were, quote, swollen and bloodshot.
Oh, my
now,
God.
Now, truly, This was in preparation for their next big heist where they blinded them so they could take the secret rib that no one else knew about. You won't see... Yeah, you didn't like that? You won't see this one coming. And they stabbed them to blind them, take the real last rib, which was safely stowed in the safe.
I have no idea what you're talking about anymore.
I don't know. Sometimes,
sometimes I feel like you don't even know what you're talking about
sometimes
anymore.
Sometimes the great Michael Scott said, sometimes I start a sentence and I don't know what I'm going to say and I just keep going with it.
I feel like that's accurate.
I hope it just finds its way at the end. So the suspect told police she acted in self-defense because the hostess was waving a knife in her face. Okay. According to the Metro. Thank you, Metro, for that piece of information. Thank you.
Never thought a fork would win in a knife fight, but yeah. Apparently it does.
Well, it's got that nice blocking spot right in the middle, right? Yeah. Knife comes at you, just hold that up, block it, twist the knife, pop it out of their hand, stab them in the eye. Then you go get the rib hidden safely in the safe that you have to crack. Get out of there before the cops show up.
Because they're after the rib, too.
Exactly.
It was dirty cops.
One of the greatest heists of our time.
Oh my God.
So she has been charged with criminal recklessness.
Okay.
She is in the Delaware County Jail on $5,000 bond.
That wasn't mischief related?
No.
Oh.
No criminal mischief in that one. That was just recklessness. I feel like recklessness is not... Recklessness implies that you were doing something unintentionally, yeah. Right? That ended up doing something bad.
Right.
I feel like she was pretty intent on stabbing her in the eye. You don't like, oops, sorry, I accidentally stabbed you in the eye with a serving fork.
I tripped. I tripped on a banana peel and stabbed you in the eye with a fork.
So that one is called McStabs. I mean, McRibs. McRib stabs. It's just called ribstabs.
What is it called? I can't keep up with it anymore.
Here's the thing. The names don't matter.
It doesn't.
All right. Why don't you go next? That's all I got for that one.
Okay. In Pennsylvania, a man decided he wanted to set up a fake DUI checkpoint at roughly 4 a.m. Saturday.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
As you know, I mean, that's
happens. What you do.
People get that inclination all the time,
right? Sometimes I wake up early in the morning and I'm like, man, you know I'm tired, but I gotta go do this because
I gotta go do it.
It's my responsibility.
He did this also while personally intoxicated.
Oh, see, that's what okay. It was good before, and then it became great.
He parked his car diagonally across State Route 601 and put road flares out. And started stoppering. He had to stoppering those other motorists, which is like stopping, but is a little bit more involved in it. Claiming he was a state trooper, he demanded to see their driver's license, insurance papers, and registration.
Okay.
As the real police showed up, for 19-year-old Logan Shawless of Somerset, he tried handing his BB gun pistol to the car's passenger and saying, I can't get caught with this.
Wait, he was 19? He wasn't even of legal drinking age?
He wasn't even supposed to be drinking.
Oh my God.
that's extra
ballsy. And he was carrying
ballsy.
A BB gun, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, this guy is in a world of hurt.
Extra ballsy. He's currently facing charges of drunken driving, impersonating a public servant, and unlawful restraint.
What if he was just playing the role of party cop and he was making sure people were drunk?
I think you'd have to be at a party and not on the highway.
No, I mean...
Most people don't have parties on the highway.
No, well, I don't know. All right? I don't know.
Just stop people like, hey.
Hey, you drinking tonight?
Are you heading to a party?
Because...
I got some addresses I think you might be interested in. So
he's in a lot of trouble.
I thought there was a charge there. So he got charged with drunken driving, but he's 19. He didn't get charged for drinking while being a minor.
I wonder if one is just greater than the other.
I mean, I guess he's not a minor because he's 19.
Well,
so
no,
he's above 18.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's weird.
Where did this take place?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. So it's not a different country where the drinking age is 18.
Right. I don't know. But, that's weird. Something that he did, and it is...
Unforgivable. Truly one of the worst things to have ever happened. I for one, am appalled and disgusted.
Yeah. I don't know. You can't possibly do something like that and assume you won't get caught.
Yeah.
You're impersonating dumb. A cop, pulling people over, eventually, and you're not, and apparently, they don't say anything about him looking like a state trooper, so he probably just looks like some 19-year-old ass, like...
Hey, wow.
Dropped a hard A, I know.
dropping those hard A's, okay?
I'm sorry. Let me pamper that down. He looks like a butt.
Like a real rough butt.
Like a rough butt. Like a bum cheek. Maybe even two of them. So there's that, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, was that your last article?
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't. You have one more.
I do.
Wait, is that your bonus one that you tried to squeak in?
I do have a... Well, because these are... They're good, but they're little snippets. All right,
well,
you know?
Now that we've mentioned it, we got to get to it. We got to talk about it. We can't just not do it.
All right. I mean, it's a small one.
Oh, I bet.
So a man in New Jersey was arrested after fighting over the last sausage. Very similar to your rib scenario, but he was the one... He wasn't accused of eating. He was PO'd because the other guy...
He was sorry, what?
He was PO'd. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know what that stands for, right?
PO'd.
He was on peyote.
Okay.
And
that's not true. Let's not slander here.
I'm sorry. So his friend ate the last sausage. Very angry about it. The guy who assaulted him is named Mr. Bacon. Thomas Bacon.
Uh-huh.
Another 19-year-old. He attacked his friend at his Madison home for being a pig.
Ah!
Oh, no. The assault escalated to the point of calling the police, according to NJ.com. It's New Jersey, which is where it happened.
Oh, okay.
It's New Jersey. Police officer Lisa Esposito showed up on the scene at 3:30 a.m.
How many Espositos? I have heard that name a lot for cops. Is it required that you be an Esposito?
Maybe they're just getting their family in or something.
Yeah, maybe.
It's like, you know, I got a brother. He's... Not
Espinoza.
He's between jobs, so just can't have him jump on the force.
Espinoza. It's another
Esposito.
We'll just make up names.
Empanadas.
All right.
And so 3:30 a.m. So they were eating these sausage links kind of early or late. I mean, depending on your concept of the morning.
I bet it was late.
3:30 a.m.
Yeah,
it's just super late breakfast.
Yeah,
it's almost breakfast again. Gotta get caught up.
Looping back around.
Yeah. So Bacon is being charged with simple assault. It was released. He's due in court next month.
Oh.
Thomas Bacon. Gotta fight for that sausage.
Because he was being a pig fighting over the sausage.
Get it?
This is not a real article.
This is the real NJ.com says.
Hey, if anybody can tell a story, it's NJ.com.
Yeah. It's okay. TMJ.com. Yeah. No, that's TMZ.
TMZ, yeah, that's the one.
TMJ is some sort of jaw disease or something.
Look, if people are listening to this for any accuracy whatsoever, they're the wrong place. They're in the wrong place.
Some of this is accurate. I mean, the articles themselves are accurate. We just take liberties with our interpretations.
With most of everything that we say.
All right, yeah, okay.
All right, so to wrap it up this week with our last story, a clerk at a Branch Township, Michigan gas station.
Ooh, that's a mouthful.
Yeah, it sure was. Called police on Saturday when a woman who thought she received too few sprinkles on her ice cream had a meltdown.
Oh, God. Oh, you didn't.
I'm so sorry. The customer and a male companion visited the gas station convenience store around 8:16 p.m. That's important. It's important that we know the times for no reason.
Because you go like, do people eat ice cream that late?
Yeah, 8:16, that's kind of late to be eating ice cream.
Of course, 3:30 a.m. is a little early to be eating sausage.
Yeah, that's true. To purchase, so they went there really, really late at night to purchase the frozen dairy treat.
Ooh, okay. That's a weird way to describe it.
It was. I don't know why. Okay, I'm sorry. This has just gotten weird. But when the clerk handed the customer her dessert, she became furious.
Of course.
The clerk called police because the customer was upset because she didn't have enough sprinkles, Mason County Sheriff Kim Cole said. Mm-hmm. The woman reportedly took a swing at her friend when he tried to calm her down. Get out of here. I'm mad about these sprinkles. You can't stop me.
She took a swing at her male companion?
Yeah, her friend, who was trying to stop her from being ridiculous over not enough sprinkles.
Yeah.
They then both fled with the ice cream.
That she didn't pay for?
I don't know. Who knows? They fled the scene with the ice cream.
Good.
Good that they kept it before police could arrive.
Well, I mean, she didn't do anything wrong, essentially, right?
No,
I mean,
yeah.
She didn't.
It was just public disturbance,
basically.
She was
just being a nut job.
Yeah, she was just being a butthole over not enough sprinkles. Here's a spoiler for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this and probably lose half our subscribers. Sprinkles are gross. And they're a complete waste of time. Can't even taste them through... By the way, you're eating frozen sugar. Why do you need crunchy sugar on top of your frozen sugar? They're a complete waste of time.
And we call it jibbies in this
area.
Yeah,
but that's not a good thing to call them.
No, it isn't, but we do. That's something that happens.
That's not an appropriate thing to call them.
You gotta stick your jibbies on your ice cream.
Great.
I like filling my ice cream with jibbies.
Okay, great.
Oh, good stuff.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Long sigh.
Yeah.
Jibbies.
So she's a jerk, and that's that.
She didn't get charged with anything.
No, she ran away. She didn't even get caught.
Oh, I thought they. Oh, okay.
No, she fled before the police could get there.
I see. Okay.
So, and I guess they just didn't care enough because she did was get mad about sprinkles. They were like,
"What do you want us to do?"
Sorry, ma'am. You can't be getting angry over sprinkles. Like, what are they gonna do?
The customer's always right, so you should have given her more sprinkles.
Yep. Yeah. Right. Okay. No. No, she's ridiculous and she's to blame. Anyway, whatever. It doesn't even matter.
It was too late to eat ice cream anyways.
Yes.
Should have been eating sausage.
So, I haven't done this in a long time, and okay. We're going to make it super, super, super brief.
All right.
To end up the show this week, I want to mention, since I haven't talked about it in a while, that you can listen to all this streaming and download it from our website. This is for people who get it on iTunes.
Oh, yes.
At our website at banterboxradio.com. You can find us on iTunes at Bannerbox Radio, of course. What else would you search for?
Right.
And you can follow our Facebook page at, of course, what else would it be? Bannerbox Radio for up-to-date updates on when the shows go live. We usually get them out a little later on the day that we record them, usually around 7 or 8. But regardless, if you're up, check it out. Wait till the next day. Whatever you want to do. And that's it. That's all I wanted to say. And unfortunately, that brings us to the end of the show, and I guess that's all for this week.
And remember, Dr. Kellogg introduced Kellogg's Corn Flakes in hopes that it would reduce masturbation.
Thanks for joining us.